Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Monday, May 18th, 2020. Today he is reminding us all why we are incarnate at this point in humanity's spiritual evolution. It is absolutely essential that you love and honour yourselves. We are approaching the completion or the end point of humanity's awakening process. That probably does not appear to be the case from your perspective, as the news media floods the airwaves and the internet with further misinformation about the worldwide pandemic, along with news of the ensuing dramas. However, humanity is on a roll toward a new way of living that will totally change the ways in which you relate to one another, as your perception of the meaning of life as a human evolves into spiritual awareness of the real purpose of your lives as humans in form. Memory of your true nature is returning, and therefore you are seeing your human lives in a completely new light. The light of love is arising into your conscious awareness, bringing into focus the real purpose of a human life, namely to recognize, honor, and express your true nature at all times. And, as you all know, your true nature is love. When you start to do this, even though at first you may feel reluctant to do so, you will find yourselves meeting and interacting with others who are also doing this. This confirms for you that this is the only meaningful way to live, and arousing in you the confidence, always there but not trusted because of the sense that confidence in self was felt to be unsafe, unwise, and the courage to set up and put into practice the intent to be only loving in every moment, and to allow love to guide your thoughts, words, and actions at all times. This is what enlightenment means. It does not mean being out of this world, experiencing the intense felt sense of the infinite field of divine love enveloping and embracing you, as reported by many who have had near-death experiences, which is, of course, totally valid. It means living in the world as humans at peace with yourselves, whatever arises, and not being drawn into the drama that others create out of their strong feelings of like or dislike, of people, food, activities, organizations, and the beliefs and opinions they attach to them. It is a state of being free from worry, anxiety, or fear of what others may think of you, because you know that who you are is who, with great wisdom, you chose to be before incarnating to experience this life in this moment in order to learn the lessons with which it presents you. Remember, every sentient being without exception is divinely created in love and at one with Source, from whom they are never, for even an instant, separated. To awaken is to know this and experience the reality of it at all times. Yes, stuff will arise that is messy, unpleasant, and painful. But because you know who you truly are, and live that truth at all times, nothing that does arise will discombobulate you to the extent that you become unable to deal with it and consequently sink into depression or victimhood. Instead, it will arise as a challenge that you welcome, knowing that it is one of the lessons that you set on your human life path prior to incarnating, and you will, therefore, resolve it with excitement and entertain a deep sense of satisfaction in doing so. You are divine beings having a temporary experience in form. Although when life appears to be treating you unfairly or unkindly, it does not feel very temporary. Life just is. It is neither good nor bad except in your own personal appraisal of it. Life happens, life unfolds moment by moment as you, in human form, experience it while playing the game or dreaming the dream that life in form presents to you. Those moments can seem momentary, a moment of intense joy or pleasure, or interminable when you are suffering and or in pain. A moment is just a moment, but how you experience it is due to the choices that you make in that moment. You all know or have met people who are nearly always upbeat, cheerful, and enthusiastic about their lives, and others who never seem to be happy, but instead are almost always complaining about some aspect of it or about another person. Both types are living the choices they have made for themselves. The reason for their choices are mostly based on life experience they have encountered from early childhood right up to the present moment, and most definitely those who have suffered a plethora of unpleasant or severely abusive and damaging events and relationships need your compassion and love, free from judgment or shaming. As all are one, anything you think, say or does affects you as well as those at whom you direct your thoughts, words or actions. Therefore it makes absolutely no sense to engage in unloving behaviors of any kind, thoughts, words or actions, because you are then engaged in directing them at yourselves. When you make the conscious choice to treat yourselves lovingly, fairly and compassionately, then it becomes impossible for you to treat others any less favorably. It is therefore very, very important, in fact essential, that you love and honor yourselves. Vast numbers of people carry a heavy burden of unworthiness, of unlovableness, and this is often expressed in disapproval of others who are mostly just acting as mirrors to them. Because, of course, you are all mirrors to one another, and what you see in others is very frequently a reflection of the self you are presenting to them. Love experiences or meets love, hatred experiences or meets hatred. You always have a choice as how you will think, speak or act, but many are either unaware of this fact or choose to ignore it and allow their emotions to control their reactions or responses to situations in which they find themselves. Those who choose love are always far happier and more at peace than those who choose what is not in alignment with love. Anyone who is unloving is in fact desperately calling out for love. But often these people are so full of feelings of shame, unworthiness or self-hatred that they are unable or find it extremely difficult to accept love when it is offered to them. They obviously cannot move out of this state without help, but until they are willing to acknowledge that their problems lie within them and choose to seek and accept help, then the only and very effective thing you can do for them is to hold them silently, quietly and peacefully in your hearts as you send them love whenever you think of them or remember them. So, to reiterate, there is only love, Mother, Father, God, Source, with whom all sentient beings are one. Therefore, sending love to another is to send it to yourselves, and this is why you are presently incarnate as humans at this moment in humanity's awakening process. Be love, express love, share love, and enjoy the peace and contentment doing this will bring you, if you can set the intent to do so unconditionally, and then actually do as you intend by putting it into practice. Oftentimes, people set an intent but then fail to implement it, and not realizing this, wonder why it is not achieved. Trust yourselves, truly trust yourselves. Operate from the fullness of your personal integrity as you send love to all, without exceptions of any kind, and know that this is why you are presently incarnate, helping to bring humanity successfully and most magnificently through your collective awakening process. With so very much love, Saul.